Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bernard Gilkey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lonnie McLean. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eric Pappas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Real Cormier. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Real Cormier. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jacob Brumfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Hal Morris. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Sanders. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Chris Sabo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tim Costo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jeff Branson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Roper. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, John Roper. And now, play ball. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alicia for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Smith steals second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into right field. Sanders settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zeile takes first base on ball four. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sanders moves to second. Tim Costo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Costo hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Sanders scores. Sabo moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten hits a line drive into left field. Costo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eric Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Real Cormier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cormier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sabo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is hit by the pitch. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Samuel moves to second. John Roper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roper bunts towards the mound. Cormier fields it and throws to first for the out. Samuel moves to third. Branson moves to second. One out. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brumfield takes first base on ball 4. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alicia hits a fly ball into left field. Costo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zeile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zeile hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilkey hits a fly ball into center field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sabo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Costo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Costo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Costo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeile fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sabo moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Cormier, and towards Zeile, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Sabo moves to third. Costo moves to second. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Samuel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Reds. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cormier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0-for-1 in the game. McLean hits a fly ball into left field. Costo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Real Cormier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cormier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cormier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Reds will come to bat. John Roper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roper is 0-for-0 in the game. Roper strikes out. One out. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brumfield hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-2 in the game. Morris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alicia is called out on strikes. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffries. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Jeffries steals second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zeile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Zeile takes first base on ball 4. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilkey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brumfield. Gilkey reaches second base with a double. Jeffries scores. Zeile goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-2 in the game. Whiten hits a fly ball into left field. Costo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sabo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Costo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Costo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Costo hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McLean. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Costo goes all the way around to score. It's Cardinals, 5, Reds, 5. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Samuel is walked intentionally. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cormier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Reds 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 2 in the game. McLean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pappas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Pena pinch hits for Real Cormier. Geronimo Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards short. Branson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 0 for 3 in the game. Alicia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sanders. Alicia reaches second base with a double. There goes Pena trying to get to home. Sanders throws the ball into Samuel, who relays the ball to Oliver, who tags Pena, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Rich Batchelor now pitching. Thomas Howard pinch hits for John Roper. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McLean. Howard reaches second base with a double. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brumfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to third. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 3 in the game. Morris hits a fly ball into center field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. One out. It's 6-5, Reds. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brumfield. The throw from Pappas and he is safe. Brumfield steals second. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brumfield. The throw from Pappas and he is safe. Brumfield steals third. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sanders hits a fly ball into left field. McLean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brumfield tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Reds. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Thomas Howard now playing left field. Johnny Ruffin now pitching. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 7-6, Reds. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffries. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Jeffries steals second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zeile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Zeile strikes out. One out. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffries moves to third. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whiten for the out. Gilkey moves to second. Two outs. Lonnie McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Reds will come to bat. Gary Varsho pinch hits for Johnny Ruffin. Gary Varsho is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varsho hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Varsho moves to third. Les Lancaster now pitching. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Varsho scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 8-6, Reds. Greg Tubbs pinch runs for Joe Oliver. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Samuel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McLean. Samuel reaches second base with a double. Tubbs scores. It's 9-6, Reds. Paul Kilgus now pitching. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Branson hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Samuel. The throw from Pappas and he is out, Zeile applying the tag. Two outs. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brumfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Scott Servais now pitching. Dan Wilson now catching. Eric Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pappas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Brewer pinch hits for Paul Kilgus. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer takes first base on ball 4. Pappas moves to second. Trip Cromer pinch runs for Rod Brewer. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Alicia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sanders. Alicia reaches second base with a double. Pappas scores. Cromer moves to third. It's 9-7, Reds. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cromer scores. Alicia moves to third. One out. It's 9-8, Reds. Rob Dibble now pitching. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alicia scores. It's Cardinals, 9, Reds, 9. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zeil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Zeil takes first base on ball 4. Jeffries moves to second. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jeffries moves to third. Zeil moves to second. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Gilkey takes first base on ball 4. Scott Ruskin now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-4 in the game. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Jeffries scores. Zeil moves to third. Gilkey moves to second. It's 10-9, Cardinals. Stan Royer pinch hits for Lonnie McLynn. Stan Royer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeil scores. Gilkey scores. Whiten moves to third. It's 12-9, Cardinals. Jerry Spradlin now pitching. Eric Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Pappas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sanders. Pappas reaches second base with a double. Whiten scores. Royer moves to third. It's 13-9, Cardinals. Trip Cromer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Alicia is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Reds 9. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Dixon now pitching. Tom Pignazzi now catching. Eric Pappas now playing right field. Bernard Gilkey now playing left field. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morris takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Morris moves to second. Mike Perez now pitching. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sabo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sabo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zeil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morris moves to third. Sanders moves to second. Dan Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Morris scores. Sanders scores. Sabo moves to third. It's 13-11, Cardinals. Jack Doherty pinch hits for Jerry Spradlin. Jack Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty hits a fly ball into left field. Gilkey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sabo tags and scores. One out. It's 13-12, Cardinals. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Branson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Branson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Branson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smith fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Reds 12. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Samuel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sabo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jeffries. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Jeffries steals second. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zeile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Zeile hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gilkey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 13, and the Reds 12. The Reds will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brumfield hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whiten. Brumfield reaches second base with a double. Rob Murphy now pitching. Hal Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Morris takes first base on ball 4. Todd Burns now pitching. Reggie Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sanders hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whiten who is chasing the ball. Sanders reaches third base with a triple. Brumfield scores. Morris goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 14, and St. Louis Cardinals, 13. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.